It's 150 MCs, which one do you be? Count 'em. I met a red man at Camp Low named Mike Geronimo. He bust a rhyme anywhere, he was always on the go. He used to live in Champ Town, but moved to Slum Village in the city Motown that was run by Mike Illich. Lived with Fat Joe and Raz Cass Corridor, who had a crucial conflict with this man next door. On a rampage against his kung fu gang, Sensei Master P of Shaolin's Wu-Tang. He'd meditate with Cool J's and fillies of cannabis, practicing the grain style and the praying mantis. Increased his IQ, studying the 5 E's, and had more styles than MJ has got G's. One time he was confronted, and the neighbor told the Sensei he didn't want it. The Sensei asked him to choose his weapon, the AKRS-9 or the MAC-10. He chose a shotgun since he was from Bucktown. As he blasted Buckshot, the Sensei he dug down. Hit his dogs Nate Snoop and the Spice went rap. The Sensei didn't even have a chance to blast back. Eyes bloodshot and puffy, he got up like Scarface, letting off a dirty dozen. Now it's a car chase. Gunfight now turns to a deadly car ride. The Sensei didn't see the brigade on the far side. Crashed his Chevy, kicked Capri head on. Was thrown 20 feet, but he didn't bet on being scooped by a tribe called Quest to care for. Until his wounds healed, he then declared war. Called up J&A, who bulged overseas. Already wanted for J.O. felonies. And Missy Elliott, who also had a case. The judge would punish her for spraying illegal mace, a misdemeanor. But the judge was corrupt. She was caught with Pete Rocks and was never handcuffed. Called up her Uncle Luke, whose crew was too live. That had some beat of guns like the ones on True Lies. And these two guys were snitches all around town. Kim was the brat and her sister Fox Brown. With only a few G's, they met Nas at Escobar. Alcoholics all around with Cristal and Caviar. Long Island iced teas with only one ice cube. They discussed the curse blow and spot up like inner tubes. They meet some ghetto boys who run DMC Corporation, and Dr. Dre was an EPMD who said life is too short, we gotta think fast. Dazzling with explosions, shots and tear gas. Dranky 40s of 8 ball with Little Caesars. Down 180 proof from with Bacardi Breezers. Large professor who teaches class on artifacts. Had plans to invade the timberland with rocket packs. Think go in crewed up over the Cypress Hill. Outside is mob deep and everyone is just chill. A hush on the scene, all you heard was the click. Organized confusion was ultra-magnetic. A lady in rage that was cursed with voodoo was stung by Coco Bees, outcast by gurus. A goody mob of lost boys exhibit mystical, broken bone, thugs in harmony is very critical. Scalp locks of hair on the roots of 40 thieves, then right held the skeleton in blood from injuries. A common sight, like Capone and Noriega. They bomb a fight, they sit alone with Garcia Vegas. When it was over, one seemed to never fall. He screamed, I fade them all. It was his kid named Jamal. The Sensei would rock him and his man Eric B. Give him an M&M and make him bow to one knee. This wasn't bizarre, it was in his nature. So this would become the 37th chamber. It all started over some Big Daddy Kane. The Sensei, so was Slick Rick's brother, Dana Bain. On East Warren G, supposed to be uncut. Shot with bacon soda, crews went beat nuts and caused a ruckus against a gang star who tried to control DMX Boulevard. Got back to Junior Mafia, who then got ill and caused the drug trade to come to standstills. See, in that industry, you can't have anarchy, cause everybody wants their name on the biz marquee. Yo, some are long gone where the gunshots cease. Eazy-E, Tupac, and Biggie Smalls, rest in peace.